If you're just tuning in, today's show is all about technicalities, a subject that cannot be discussed without talking about language and punctuation. Who knew the perils of an errant apostrophe, a run-on sentence, or a misplaced comma? Few understand the risks of bad grammar like the folks at NASA. Case in point, the Mariner 1. In 1962, programmers working on the Mariner 1, which was the country's first planetary mission, failed to include a single hyphen in the spacecraft's guidance system.
When the hyphen was left out, false information was able to feed into the spacecraft control. And it took a nosedive and totally imploded on takeoff.
And that's Zachary Crockett. He's a writer for Priceonomics. We're going to be hearing more from him in just a minute. As for Mariner 1, the failed mission cost about $80 million in 1962 dollars. Science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke famously called it the most expensive hyphen in history. NASA was able to recover pretty quickly. Just 5 weeks later, they successfully launched the Mariner 2, probably after a pretty thorough proofread of the program code. To trace the most expensive comma in modern history, you've got to travel back nearly a century earlier, when a legislative technicality cost the U.S. government millions. Here's Zachary Crockett again.
So in 1872, Ulysses S. Grant wanted to kind of bring the economy back on track. So he created the Tariff Act of 1872.
Now, this was back when income taxes were collected only during wartime. Most of the federal revenue back then came from taxing imports on food or textiles and steel and other products.
And one of the stipulations in previous acts was that fruit plants would be on what's called a free list. And a free list was basically items in a tariff act that are exempt from duties.
So here is where the language really starts to matter. Those previous tariff acts all stated that, and I quote, fruit plants, comma, tropical and semi-tropical, end quote, were exempt from duties. So basically, if I wanted to bring a banana tree into the U.S., I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Now, in 1872, in the new tariff act, somehow a comma snuck its way into this tiny little line between the words fruit and plants.
Oops.
So now it read fruit, comma, plants, tropical and semi-tropical for the purpose of propagation or cultivation. There were thousands of fruit importers, you know, lemons, oranges,
pineapples, grapes,
coconuts,
limes, mangoes,
which usually had a 10 to 20% duty. And now, under this new line with the comma included, they were arguing that their fruits were on this free list and they shouldn't be charged duties.
So these importers had already paid tariffs overseas. Now they were asking the U.S. government to reimburse them. The Secretary of the Treasury at the time rejected their claims outright. His basic argument was, you know, you guys, you know what we mean. Come on.
And the importers got angry and they trusted their grammar. So they took the matter to the courts. And 2 years later, by 1874, it was decided in the importers' favor that the phrasing of the act was ambiguous. And $2 million worth of duties eventually had to be paid back to these importers.
Now, if you think an $80 million rocket was a heavy loss in 1962, remember this was 90 years earlier. Back in 1874, $2 million amounted to 0.65% of the entire federal budget. That same percentage of our federal budget today would be $19.5 billion. So yeah, somebody screwed up big time. And that is how a technicality cost the U.S. government lots and lots of money. If there's one lesson to be learned here, it is that poets can afford to play with grammar. They're already broke. For legislators, it is much cheaper to hire a good proofreader than to make even a small mistake. You'll find a link to Zachary Crockett's article for Priceonomics called The Most Expensive Typo in Legislative History. That's at wordofmouthradio.org. And if you visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio, you will find that proper punctuation is not required to get in on the conversation. We'd like to know which technicalities work for you. If you're religiously observant, have you figured out how to skirt the rules? How does it feel to get over on a tax loophole? Do you look for the way out of following rules and regulations? Is it human nature to find the loopholes and ambiguities? Well, let us know what you think on our Facebook page. And with that, we leave you with the old Bob Hope joke. I do benefits for all religions, he said. I'd hate to blow the hereafter on a technicality. I'm Virginia Prescott, hedging my bets. Until next time, this is Word of Mouth from NHPR.
Word of Mouth is produced by
Taylor Quimby,
Logan Shannon,
and senior producer Maureen McMurray.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individuals
and not those of NHPR,
its board of trustees,
or its underwriters. Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.